are blinded soldiers and sailors, how they are taught to be blind. Image caption, telephony for the blind. London is wonderful and bewildering, and in the workrooms there is laughter, cheery, happy voices, and chatting and whistling. For happy sound has to be substituted for happy sight, and a more cheerful set of fellows over their work it would be hard to find. In one corner of the long gallery, shoes are being resoled with a solidity and finish that not many a full-sighted cobbler might envy. Further along, doormats are being made, firm and solid. No amateur work this, but stuff to compete with anywhere. Baskets of every conceivable shape and size, good and well-finished and serviceable, and on the other side of the room, a carpenter's bench, where frames are being turned out that would not disgrace the most lynx-eyed workman. One watches with amazement. Not only the precision of direction, the sureness of touch.